Missouri Net News is presented by the Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety, reminding you to drive smart, stay out of semi-trucks, no zones, pay attention to the road, and buckle up.
I'm Elisa Nelson. Missouri lawmakers tackle pesticide complaints and other key issues at an oversight hearing today. Brian Houseworth reports.
Elisa, lengthy hearing today before the Missouri House Appropriations Committee on Agriculture, Conservation, and Natural Resources here at the Capitol. The big issue today was the issue of dicamba in pesticide complaints. The Missouri Department of Agriculture testifying there have now been 124 complaints. Most of them have been in southeast Missouri. The complaints allege damage to soybeans, peaches, watermelons, tomatoes, cotton, and some alfalfa. Bill Reibolt, who chairs the Missouri House Select Committee on Agriculture, telling the committee he is now worried that some of this damage could spread to the entire Midwest. I'm Brian Houseworth at the Capitol.
The Salem VA Clinic in South Central Missouri is open 3 days a month, but nearly 6,000 Missourians, including about 1,600 rural veterans, want the clinic open 5 days a week. Senator McCaskill's office has delivered a petition signed by those Missourians to the VA's Undersecretary of Health.
I think it's a matter of being able to bring doctors and medical personnel in for a few days a month. The reason it began was to try to do a better job of serving veterans, but I think they underestimated the need.
McCaskill says the administrator that oversees the clinic hopes to extend the facility's hours by December. A man has been arrested for allegedly torching a truck near Columbia. Investigators say text messages show Jason Sutton threatened his ex-girlfriend and said he would burn her new boyfriend's pickup truck to the ground. The fire also did damage to a nearby home that had five people in it. A new website by state Republicans target campaign contributions made to Democratic gubernatorial candidate Chris Koster. It has new information about donations he received from developers while sitting on the State Housing Development Commission. Missouri Republican Party Chairman John Hancock says Koster voted to give those developers $14 million worth of tax credits, grants, and low-interest loans.
That is, on its face, an ethical breach. And now he's running for an office where he not only gets a vote on that commission, he gets to appoint additional members.
Koster's campaign says he mostly voted with the commission's recommendations. He claims the website's an effort to divert attention away from Republican candidate Eric Greitens' lack of transparency. A former St. Louis Middle School principal has been charged with first-degree murder. 35-year-old Cornelius Green is accused of paying a friend to kill his pregnant girlfriend. 30-year-old Jocelyn Peters was found shot to death in March in her apartment. This is Missouri Net News.